The Guardian.
Would it be fair to say that this is a meeting of the Conservative members of the Anglican Church?
I think it's probably as conservative as you can get. These are people who disapprove of the consecration and ordination of gay clergy. They don't have such a strong position on women. Really, it's all about, I mean, for them, it's really all about homosexuality and staying true to biblical teaching. They feel that the liberal direction taken by American, Canadian, and some English churches is completely unacceptable. And they've made it very clear that they don't wish to associate with them.
It sounds to me like this is a battle between nations. You've got Africa on the one hand, the archbishops of Nigeria and Uganda attacking the Archbishop of Canterbury for the more liberal attitudes in America and in the UK.
Well, of the 1,200 or 1,300 people who are here, most of them are black, most of them are African. The white men are in the minority, and that's not something you often think about when you imagine what the Anglican Church looks like. So it's definitely the Africans who are making the numbers, and they're making all the noises as well. The Africans are the ones who are boycotting Lambeth, which is the once-a-decade gathering of the world's Anglican bishops. But the Americans and the Australians have been very careful to point out that it's not a racial thing. It's not black versus white. So they've been very keen to express their solidarity with the Africans too.
Let's talk about that Lambeth conference. It is, as you say, the 10-yearly gathering of Anglican bishops. If there is going to be a boycott by a lot of the black archbishops, how damaging will that be to the church?
The tensions between the conservative and liberal elements of the Anglican communion go back for more than a decade, but things really were brought to a head in 2003 when the gay bishop Gene Robinson from New Hampshire in America was consecrated. It was completely condemned by the African churches, and they issued ultimatums and they wanted to have summits. So church insiders certainly have seen this coming for a few years. What you have to remember is that there are more than 880 bishops in the Anglican Church, and only 200 have said that they will boycott. So the majority of them are still going, and some from the African churches are still going as well.
This is unlikely, am I right in saying, to be resolved at this anti-Lambeth conference. You've got two very strong positions. I heard a quote saying, man will come and go, but God's word will always be the same. And I heard another quote on the other side saying that the Church of England isn't going to allow cultural positions of bishops in other countries to affect the response of the gay clergy and gay people in this country. How do those two sides ever meet?
Well, I don't think they will in the existing relationship. I think what's going to happen is that within the Anglican Communion, you will have, I don't want to use the word federation, but you might have a movement of conservative clergy who wish to have some kind of tie with the rest of the communion through an intermediary, for example. The talk here is that the clergy from Sydney are the best place ones to do that, to act as a bridge between the liberal and the ultra-conservatives that you have coming out of Africa. So it's not going to be resolved, but what they're talking about is having a church within a church, if you like.
So there are some that would be happy for a split, maybe?
Well, I don't think it's going to split, because I think people have more to lose by splitting than staying inside. It's about weighing up the pros and cons of departure. I mean, Archbishop Akinola said a lot of things at his fiery address. But one of the things he did say was, we have nowhere else to go. And it's true. They don't really have the infrastructure. They don't have the resources. They don't have the money to become a completely separate entity. So far better, it's thought, to stay inside and just act as a sort of conservative haven, really.
And finally then, are there likely to be any surprises from this meeting, or is it all going to be what we pretty much expect it to be?
Well, everyone's waiting for Michael Nasir Ali to turn up. He hasn't been here so far. He is, of course, the most outspoken and the most high-profile conservative bishop in the Church of England. And there were stories flying around at the weekend that he wasn't going to be going to Lambeth. And, you know, the Africans were absolutely delighted with that, because they saw it as a huge sign of solidarity and support. So they really took heart from that. He's going to be giving an address about the future of the Anglican Communion and the way forward. So I think people will be watching Shabbat. And also there's going to be a statement about the way forward generally for the GAFCON movement. You know, should it be a structure? Should it be a coalition? Should there be a leader? Should it be done on a committee-like basis? So I think there may be some conclusions, but they may not yet be concrete.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.